Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comfort, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you even in the marketplace. I will pray to you in my secret place. Yeah, for you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds and begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Coming from somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life, you're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me, and I gotta testify that you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
goodness, you are my life, strength, joy, peace, hope. Lord, you are my everything. Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a great day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministry Saturday Morning Worship Service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own deaconess, Mary Tate. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Amen.
All right, so why we are here, proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus, the King, preexisted as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promise to David, died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, was buried, was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as the final judge to rule. Our present weakness and the resurrection life is our reading. It's 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 through 18. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Bow your head in prayer. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word, all who are lost today, will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask for these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Mary. We appreciate you. And have a beautiful day.
You do the same. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song collection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
And peace, and may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace.
Ministries, I pray that for you every single day I wake up. I ask the Lord to protect us from the evil one, just like Jesus did over there in John 17. And I ask that his grace and favor always be with each and every one of us, not just Running for Christ Ministries, all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as Paul instructed us to over there in Ephesians chapter 6. He said, don't just pray for him, but for all of us, because guess what? We're all down here, like my friend Reverend James O'Reill like to say, every one of us going to get our turn in the meal barrel. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 talks about we're up today so we can help somebody, because we might be down tomorrow, and they up, and they can help us. Amen. Amen. God's grace, mercy, and peace. That's all we need. Amen. To affect God's kingdom will down here on earth. Because, see, to do that, we got to beat the devil up. He don't like us being down here in this little ratty kingdom of his. We're down here snatching souls out, tearing down strongholds, using the word of God. Not carnal weapons. 2 Corinthians 10 tells us that, right? Amen. Amen. You know, yeah, Jesus told us we would have trials and tribulations, but he told us to be of good cheer. Well, Jesus, if we're having trials and tribulations, how do we get to good cheer? Amen. You know, Whitney Houston, she gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. She left us a song here, though. And it's simply entitled, I Look to You. When all my strength is gone, I look to you. Real simple song. Big, giant truth.
I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through. Who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. I look to you.
searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
Bible says, Philippians 4, 6 down to 9, I believe, it says, don't worry about anything. New Living Translation say, don't worry about anything. Instead of worrying about anything, pray to God about everything. Tell God what you need. But look, remember what God has already done. See, that's where our confidence in prayer comes from. We remember what God has already done. And here we are again. Red Sea, look like you're about to get parted. Sihon and Og, look like y'all about to get beat up. Jordan River, look like you finna get crossed. Jericho, look like you finna fall. Hey, man, I think you get it, right? But sometimes Jericho don't fall in a day. Sometimes the Jordan River don't part instantly. Sometimes the enemies ain't that easy to beat. Sometimes you have to wait at the Red Sea all night long in faith, trusting God to do something. And guess what? I heard Joyce Meyer one time preaching. I know they say she can't do it, but she don't care. She do it anyway, and I thank God for her. I used to wait until God did what he said he was going to do, and then I would praise him like never before. But she taught me how to enjoy the journey. Amen? Since I know that God's going to bring me out because, hey, I'm not going to worry about this thing. Instead, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to tell God what I'm going to remember what he did. And guess what? No matter how long I have to wait, I'm going to get the perfect peace. But I'm going to do like Jesus. I'm going to get in the boat. I'm going to be in the storm. But I'm going to sleep till we get to the other side.
I'm going to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait.
gonna wait until I hear from you. I wait for you to see me through. I hide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait for you to see me through. I hide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you. Lord, help me to wait on you patiently. And Lord, help me to seek your face while I'm waiting. Steady your word, be anxious for nothing, so I'll continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you while I wait. Oh, wait. Help me to wait on. Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hiding your word. You know it's true. Stand still. See, tell me to move. I'm going to wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, I'm hiding your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, help me to wait on you patiently. Yes, I'll continue praising you. Oh, while I wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, hide in your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. I'll wait until I hear from you. Somebody may need to wait for God to tell you what to do. Oh, hide in your word.
Amen, amen, amen. Any of those songs can minister to someone. Any of them. Bless us with God's grace, mercy, and peace. I look to you, and I am going to wait until I hear from you. All relevant. Pastor O, you always take us in. We just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony, and our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. We thank you. Thank you. Which takes us the time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. So following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, offering prayers and petitioning God on our behalf. So meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Deaconess Rebecca Johnson. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying, cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust in gonna get hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praying. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way. Come.
No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. While I wait, I'll be patiently praising you. I am Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, and I thank the Lord for another opportunity to serve. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Lord, we are grateful for your mercy, peace, and power and grace, for all the work you have already done, for going ahead of us in making this day we have never seen before, for giving us a way of escape and a way to be saved. We worship you, O Lord, because you are the great and mighty God, a solution provider and our helper. We praise you and love you and thank you for giving us access to come boldly to your throne to make new requests when we have already received so much. We thank you for being the creator of all things and all flesh, for waking us up again, for your guidance and for your healing power. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for handfuls of purpose. We thank you for battles you fight for us that we are not aware of. We thank you for praying grandmothers, for every opportunity to earn more treasures in heaven, for all the blessings, all the provisions, and every answered prayer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the love letter that is the Bible. Thank you for your armor. Thank you for victory over spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank you for lessons learned and for a way to go to church without going to church. Thank you for every hand that helps to produce this worship service and each person listening. We admit that we fall short every single day, that all of us are sinners that need more and more of your peace. We look toward the heavens and sometimes dare to accuse you when we are the guilty ones, and you love and care for us anyway. We ask that you send the perfect worker to cross the paths of all those who are lost and give them a new understanding of you and cause them to accept your free gift of salvation. We ask that you cover each of them with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you cause us all to be sensitive to hear your voice and quick to do whatever you ask us to do, Lord. We ask that you give each of us childlike faith. We ask that you let each struggle we have turn into testimony. We ask that you heal all the sick. We ask for total and supernatural healing of every person suffering from disease, from distortions in the mind, and for release from the spirit of depression. We ask that you comfort the bereaved, the grieving, and the brokenhearted. We put them all on the altar. We lift them all up, and we ask that you heal, bless, and keep, comfort, and deliver them. We ask that you open our eyes by divine revelation to see the solution to every nagging and unpleasant situation, and we ask that your will be done in each of our lives. We ask that you bless the preacher to give a message that feeds our inner man and causes us to grow up in you and be examples of love and faith. We ask that you give each of us another new revelation and another new understanding of you and the wisdom to do the thing you put us here to do in a way that pleases you. We stand on your word, and we trust you to handle these requests. Dear Lord, we say yes to your ways and your plans for our lives. We acknowledge that you are the knower of all things and that you know us better than we know ourselves. So the best choice we could make is to let you be our guide. We invite you to show us the way. We ask for all these things with thanksgiving. We receive our help in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
every blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Rebecca Johnson, Deaconess, for praying and making our request known. Power in prayer. Power in prayer. We just thank you, and we appreciate you. Have a beautiful day. Amen. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning. I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. And so with more to come, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. And make sure that you're the reason that someone smiled today. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing following the next song selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. So prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate as he comes in his own way with the word from the Lord. Let's receive him with a warm and open heart. Amen.
Yep. Now you trying to do me a favor. Everybody. Everybody clap your hands.
You already know you got the victory. You ought to jump for your our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a chance to see another year. We thank you for just being who you are. We thank you for enlightening us through those songs as to who you are and to who we are. Father, I just ask that you move me completely out of the way and you have your way so that your word can be preached the way you want your word to be preached to your people. Not only am I the preacher, Father, but I am also a learner as well, waiting to hear from you. So I just ask that you have your way in me and let your will be done. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my Savior and my Redeemer. Amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all over this beautiful world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, as I was listening to the worship part of the service, a series came to mind. And the title of the series that I will be preaching from for the next 3 months is New Year, New Perspective. New Year, New Perspective. The title of my message that I will be preaching from today is Don't Give Up on Your God-Given Purpose So Fast. Don't give up on your God-given purpose so fast. And the main scripture that I will be coming from is a very familiar passage. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says this, "For we know that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose." You know, when we have been called by God to perform a certain task that he wants us to perform, he wants us to know that he's with us. He wants us to know that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We were called by God. We were chosen by God to fulfill his purpose right here on earth. But God didn't choose all of us to fulfill his purpose in the same way. God chose us to fulfill his kingdom purpose in different ways. You know, some of us were called to be teachers. Some of us were called to be preachers. Some of us were called to be bus drivers. We all have different ways that the Holy Spirit wants us to fulfill his kingdom purpose. And his kingdom purpose that he wants us to fulfill is to tell people about Jesus. And there are many ways we can do that. If you're a teacher, get a group of students together. Don't just get a group of students together and form a Bible class. If that's your purpose, don't give up on it so fast, because believe it or not, it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If your God-given purpose is to be a Bible study teacher, teach it. If your God-given purpose is to be a bus driver for a church, do it. But don't just tell them, but you do not want to tell God, I don't know what you've called me to do. What we need to start saying, Lord, lead me to the place you want me to go. Lead me in the direction that you want me to go in. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you hope and peace, plans to prosper you and help you, plans not to harm you." What God is asking you to do, not just you guys, but all of us, what God is asking us to do is he's trying to tell us, don't give up on our God-given purpose so fast. See, times will get tough. Times will get hard. But saints, that's the time to do what Jeremiah 33:3 says. And it says this, call on me in a time of need, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been done yet. The reason why we can't hear from God about the assignment that he wants us to fulfill is because we give up on our God-given purpose so too fast. We give up on our God-given purpose too fast. When I started preaching here on Blog Talk Radio 16 years ago now, there were times where I wanted to quit. There were times where I told the Lord, "Lord, I cannot do this." And during those times, every time I said that, the Lord told me, "Yes, you can. You can do this." What am I trying to say to you? When you give up on your God-given purpose that is in line for you from God, you are hindering your own spiritual growth. And you are hindering your own personal relationship with God. And the thing that really got me when the Holy Spirit gave me this message is he reminded me of Jeremiah 33:3, which says, "Call on me in the time of need, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been done yet." I started preaching here on Blog Talk Radio 16 years ago. And here I am 16 years later, still preaching on Blog Talk Radio. I don't always know what I'm going to preach until a week before I preach. I had no idea that the Lord wanted me to preach this, but what was I doing? I did not give up on my God-given purpose because I knew and I understood that my purpose on this earth was very important. See, your assignment will lead you to your destiny. I will say that again. Your God-given assignment will lead you to your destiny. You say God wants us to be willing and ready to climb the ladder of faith even when times get hard. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, Paul says this, "For I've learned how to be content with whatever I have and with whatever situation I'm in, and then he says in verse 13 of chapter 4 of Philippians, he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Paul is telling us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 12, what he's saying is, keep the faith no matter how hard life gets. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When you are wanting to give up on your God-given purpose, go to the Word of God and read Hebrews 11:6. Because it also says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It does not please God when it does not please the Holy Spirit when he hears his brothers and sisters in Christ saying, I can't do this anymore. This is too hard. It pleases the Holy Spirit when he hears us saying, no matter what I'm going through, I'm still going to praise the Lord. You say, preacher, why are you saying all that? God wants us to continue in the race when times get tough. Times are going to get tough. But when you want to give up on your God-given purpose, go to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, which says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings on eagles. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and never get weary. God has a way of trying to, all God is doing when he tells us, don't give up on your God-given purpose, is God is trying to help us climb the ladder of faith with a different attitude about what we're going through. Some of you may be going through dealing with the loss of a loved one, but when you're dealing with grief, don't give up on your God-given purpose. Some of you may be dealing with serious financial issues, but when you are facing serious financial issues, go to the Word and read where it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And watch God work on your behalf in that area. When you, I got to go back to dealing with grief for a minute. When you are dealing with grief, go to God's word and read Psalm 147, verse 3, which says, he heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up every wound. When you want to give up on your God-given purpose because of what life has dealt you, that's the time to say, Lord, okay, I trust you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes, but turn away from evil and fear the Lord. When you may not be comfortable with the assignment that the Lord has you doing, but when you aren't comfortable with the God-given purpose that God asked you to fulfill, that's the time to go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, and read it. Because you know what? We are all more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, according to Romans 8:37, there's nothing that we go through that God doesn't know about. He may ask some of us to, he may ask some of us to go different places where we've never been before. But all he's trying to do is remind us to never give up on our God-given purpose. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you. Plans to give you hope and peace. Plans that will help you, not harm you. God knows what he's doing with us, y'all. God knows what he's doing with us. He knows what he's doing with us every single day, all the time, even when we don't know why he's doing what he's doing with us. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, he who has begun a good work in you will carry it out until the day of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, even when I formed you in your mother, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Can I say something, Saints? God gave you the path that you have so that you could inspire someone else to join you in the work of God. Don't ever, I know all of us will want to give up on our God-given purpose, but when you do, remember, God is with us. Hebrews 13:5 says, "For I will never leave you nor forsake you." God is always on our side. And remember this, God is working on all of our behalf. Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." If we love God like we say we do, we are going to face trials in this life. But when we face the trials of this life and when we want to give up on our God-given purpose, we have to remember what John chapter 16 verse 33 says, and it says this: in this life you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 says this: I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for it is your reasonable act of worship. Verse 2 says this: do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will know what my good, pleasing, and perfect will is for you. Remember, Saints, when we all want to give up on our God-given purpose, let's remember that we are here to be ambassadors for Christ. Time isn't long. We can't continue to afford to say to God, "God, this is too hard. I quit." We need to be saying, "Lord, no matter what you allow to come my way," we need to be saying what Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And I'll give you one more scripture to remember from this lesson. I want you to remember Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, which says, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind steadfast on me. When we all want to give up on our God-given assignment that came from the Father, we all must remember that God is with us. He will never leave us, never forsake us. He has never left us yet, and he will always be with us. We are never alone in our work for the Lord. Heavenly Father, what a word you've given me today. Father, you have given me a word that would stick with me forever. You told me to preach, don't give up on your God-given purpose. And I'm so glad you did, because there were times where I wanted to give up on preaching. But because of you, I'm still here 16 years later. Father, let the word that you've given me to preach marinate with me, but don't just let it marinate with me. Let it marinate with your people, and let them see what you will do through them and for them if they don't give up on a God-given purpose. Father, it was a privilege to preach your word. It was an honor to preach your word. And I thank you for the opportunity. I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it salty. I take your word as sweet, as a sweet-smelling fragrance to my soul. And it is in your precious and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen.
If you wanna know There were so many times when I came so close. Old man Death, he tried to take me in. But the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
Amen. God's grace. God's grace. Beautiful sermon, Pastor Terrence. God's purpose is filling our life in different ways. We are called differently. That God has a purpose for all of our lives and our gifts and talents that he allows us to have. And while we are fulfilling and pursuing all of God's given talents and purposes, make it a point to tell someone about Jesus and all of our coming and goings. Good, good, good. That's what I got out of it. Good lesson, sermon. And we just thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terrence, for that word from the Lord. We appreciate you and have a beautiful day. Amen. Okay, and I am standing in for that guru host, Crystal, with her announcements. And these are the Runner for Christ Ministry announcements. Tuesday, 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching training day. Tune in for that. Wednesday at 6 p.m., our Bible class is held. Keila Freeman will be teaching God's workmanship. The questions are at the end of the reading for discussion. Friday, 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family with host Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. Tune in for that. We want to pray for Deaconess Crystal Crump, Amir, Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks, Nico Gaston, Keila and Darius Freeman, all our leaders, our pastors, our students, our children, our country, the Mothers on the Move at Runner for Christ Ministries, Mother Irma, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, bless them. And all the bereaved families everywhere, Deacon Charles Tate and the entire Tate family, Melanie, Marissa, Deaconess Lisa Thornton, and her daughter, Chardonnay. We have some birthdays for January. And we had on the 4th, we have Mother Irma Miller. Happy birthday. Sheila Overall on the 4th as well, Sister Sheedy. And on the 4th. And we, to close it out in January, is going to be Dorothy Gaither on the 30th. And we want to wish all our Blog Talk Radio listeners a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And so please check our website for more information on what is happening at Running for Christ Ministries, and those are your announcements. God's grace.
Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn Crystal Crump, and we appreciate
you're welcome.
Amen. We appreciate you doing double duty. Oh, God, you know, you've been a blessing to me since this thing started, since before it started. I mean, thank you for pushing me to go ahead and do this, and now you're doing it. So
hey.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
It's
anytime
God's
I
grace.
Want to. It's God's grace. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Kat. I appreciate you. And like
you
I tell
welcome.
Crystal,
appreciate
to tell Amir,
that.
I say hi all the time. Well, I guess
uh-huh.
I'm about to tell you to tell little man. I say, hey, little man, what's up, Spider-Man?
Yeah, he just got up, so he's ready to make that noise.
That's right. I woke. Let's
just
go.
Just in time. Just in time.
Hey, man,
I'll
God bless you. And the
God
Lord
bless
the work you're doing for Cat's Kids. Amen.
Thank
that's
you,
that's
thank
some
you.
Good work. That's some good work.
It's
and tell
all
you,
God.
Little brother, we said happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I know he celebrated the other day.
Yeah, 56 years old. I was like, man,
oh,
we on deck. I said, we the uncles and the aunts now.
I know, ain't that something?
That's right. Mm-hmm. All the distinguished gray hair is just beautiful.
It is. We try to hide, but people like, yeah, okay.
Yes, but it is coming out quick.
Real quick.
Yes,
I just gave up. I got me a just for me, and some people call it a hair clipper.
It's doing the job.
I'm telling you, keep all that gray out. I just take it, and then the gray gone.
Shave it clean.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all black again.
It all works. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kat. Be blessed.
Yes, sir. You too. Yep. Thank you.
Tell all of them Kat kids I said hello.
All of them. It's a nice, snowy, wintry day, and we're going to get out there anyway.
I'm telling you, have some fun. You know, they love it. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Take
be blessed.
Care.
Have a good one.
Good service. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Amen. We thank God for, you know, this is what I thank the Lord for. You know, back when I was scared to death in June of 2002 when he was telling me about Running for Christ and how I was going to become a pastor, I'm like, well, you God, you can do anything. And he did it too. So anyway, I told him I was scared because the stuff he was telling me, I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know, under my breath so he wouldn't hear it. Like, I don't even know what that is. And so he told me, you know, how the disciples one time was going down the road one time, and they was back there talking about, well, when Jesus kick off, which one of us going to take over? And then when Jesus said, what was y'all talking about coming down the road? It was like, So he just started telling them. And that's the way he did me. He knew I was afraid. And he told me he would bring people to my side that would be able to do everything I can't do. And I'm telling you, he has done just that. And I know a lot of pastors struggle because they don't have help. But I don't have that problem. I have plenty. I have help preaching. I have help teaching. I have help with ministries. People in our church got ministries. So Jesus did what he said he was going to do. He brought somebody who know how to do music, Pastor Janice Tate, because I was playing rap music, Christian rap. But I found out that's kind of, you know, kind of not worshipy service stuff. So he appointed Janice, amen, before he had to do something. But anyway, praise the Lord. I thank God for all of these people, and I am a firm believer that everybody in the church has a gift from God. And I pay attention to every single member. I ain't looking for the obvious stuff. I'm looking for that gift to see what it is. So they can get into the God-given purpose and don't give up on it easily. Amen? Because it ain't easy serving God. People be a trip, especially Christians. But anyway, amen. Unsaved people respect you. Christians be giving you all kind of crap. Amen. I want them to live out their God-given purpose. If I can get a Christian to their purpose, then that's a feather in my cap. Jesus called that over in Matthew 6, treasure in heaven. Amen? Praise God. He set it up. Don't be mad at him. You do the same thing. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Don't give up on your God-given purpose. God called you to do something just because the devil is opposing you. What did you think? Paul and them was going to go on that missionary journey, and they was just la, la, la. Everybody except Jesus. Wonderful. You better read what happened to them. But Paul sang praises at midnight in that Philippian jail. Like Pastor Terrence say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I tell you, jail up. You better let me alone. Amen. Don't give up on your God-given purpose. Amen. If you don't do nothing else in this life right, do not give up on your God-given purpose. Work that thing. Give it back to God raggedy. When Jesus come back to get you and you holding something looking real raggedy, he gonna be like, what is that? That's the purpose you gave me. I wore it out, Jesus. This is what you gave me. I wore it out. Here it is. Used it to death. Amen. Use your purpose to death and don't give up so easy. Satan gonna fight you. Trip when he fights you. If he don't fight you, think that's a trip. But if he fighting you, you in the right place. You rolling with the Lord. But if Satan ain't fighting you, you might want to look in the mirror and say, why the devil ain't fighting me? Y'all might be on the same team. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's do this benediction for everybody. Stop listening. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God and Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church, well, not the whole church, because just the people listening going to say amen now, but when y'all listen later, say amen. Praise the Lord. See you later.
Have our second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in the light every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more day to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. Crown, no, he can see you standing proud and tall.
Now I say amen.